don't skip the movies, right? We like films. Sure, it's the golden age of TV, but there's some films to see. I don't know if this weekend qualifies or not. Let's find out. Mr. Z joins the Power Trip Morning Show now. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Ocean's 8 is a thing.
Yeah, Ocean's 8. Sandy Bullock plays the sister to Danny Ocean.
I didn't know that. Oh. I know this is dumb, but I saw that she was playing. What was her first name? Did you just say it? Something Ocean, right?
Yeah.
I forget what it is now, but I even saw that her name was Ocean, but I didn't think they were going with like the sister bit. I thought it was just supposed to be like a separate universe, if that makes sense.
Esther Ocean.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is it?
I think it is.
That's amazing.
So it's Danny Ocean's sister.
Esther, yes. Debbie is Esther.
Debbie.
Same type thing. So, yes, the estranged sister, they take care of that. She decides that if he can do it, she can do it. So she puts together her crew, and they decide to go and put on a heist. And,
Come on now.
Now, there's nothing wrong with this movie. This isn't a bad movie. It doesn't rise to a great movie either. I'm trying to figure out your thoughts on it. I think they maybe have too many people. Really, Ocean's 11, when you think about it, I know there's a lot of people in Ocean's 11, but when you really think about it, if you just kind of did a quick thought, it is just really, it's Brad Pitt and George Clooney's movie. There's a lot of other people in it, but with Kate Blanchett, Sandy Bullock, Mindy Kaling, Anne Hathaway, Helena Bonham Carter, there's so many people in it that they never really have able to drill down, and it becomes a movie where we don't. I don't know if we really care about the characters that much.
Okay. Hotel Artemis. The trailers that have been on TV look very strange. Is this worth watching or not?
Hotel Artemis. Well, yeah, I think it is actually. Hotel Artemis is about a place where these bad guys go to get fixed up, to get taken care of when they have injuries. And the rule is that no matter what, even if they're, no matter how against each other you are on the outside, the rule is on the inside you can't hurt each other. So these people from different gangs and different types of get together in this place, and of course eventually, bullets start flying. So it's a smaller film as far as box office wise. We're talking like $5 million type thing. So
A lot of big names too. So that's weird that it's not going to do better than that, including Jodie Foster, of course. But Hereditary is getting a lot of buzz online as well. This thriller with Toni Collette.
Yes, Hereditary is getting over reviewed. Possibly Hereditary is probably going. I'm not sure. We're having a hard time with the box office on this one, mostly because it's a psychological thriller. When people think of great horror films, really sometimes what they kind of want is a Texas Chainsaw Massacre type movie. And I said this is one of those movies that's like a really slow burn. Like it takes a long time to get to build up the suspense. And so it's kind of an adult, like a grown-up film that you have, a thinking film rather than a jump scare film.
Gotcha. I showed Hockey the trailer before the show today, but the Bad Times at the El Royale, which comes out in October with Jeff Bridges and Chris Hemsworth. John Hamm. It looks spectacular. I'd never heard of it until this morning.
You got me. No one has shown me the trailer.
Oh, dude, you got to see this. Bad Times at the El Royale.
I think the trailer just came out. It doesn't come out until October.
Correct. The trailer came out yesterday. It's sick.
Yeah.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Usually between my conventions, I see stuff, and no one mentioned it to me. So.
Oh. Well, there you go. Look, I'm teaching you something. Bad Times at the El Royale.
There
Jeff
it is.
Bridges right. Looking like he's robbing banks or armored cars or something.
You guys watch movie trailers at your furry convention?
I wish I could go to a furry convention.
Okay, so don't we all?
Yeah, text Hockey then.
Thanks, Mr. Z.
All right, guys, talk to you later.
And there he goes.
See you later.
I got
I think
him.
I'll see it anyway.
That's sweet.
Ocean's 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, you. Yeah, aren't you going to see it today?
I probably will if I have time.
I didn't know it was his sister. That was the angle.
Yeah, that,
I like that
angle. That's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer. Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
I thought it was just like a separate. Well, I didn't really care to watch it.
Guess who loved the trailer?
I did. Oh, I told you. I think it looks good.
He also loved the Bumblebee trailer, the Rampage trailer,
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
Well, you like my trailer, and I'm talking about my butt.
You got a sweet butt.